Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. My name is Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 80 today. Psalm 80 has the heading, "For the Chief Musician, set to Shoshan Amidith, a Psalm of Asaph." Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that sittest upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy might and come to save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou hast fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in large measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou broughtest a vine out of Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nations and plantedst it. Thou preparedst room before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like cedars of God. She sent out her branches unto the sea and her shoots unto the river. Why hast thou broken down her fences, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth ravage it, and the wild beasts of the field feed on it. Turn again, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the stalk which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch which thou hast made strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So we shall not go back from thee. Quicken thou us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Can you hear the humility in Asaph? Jesus speaks, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Who would think that Asaph, so full of fire and vinegar, would be able to plead with such lowliness and humility? Now Asaph is not weak or pathetic. He is not destroyed. He still speaks from his own heart. When you look at verses 4 through 7, you see that he is still very clear with his words, speaking about the tears that God is making them eat and drink. And look at the cry, almost the demand for God to act and save in verses 2 and 3. Stir up thy might and come to save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Turn us again becomes Asaph's refrain. Though he clearly speaks from a place of humility, he is also speaking with boldness, calling on God to do what he knows God does, what God has promised to do. And I think that that marriage of boldness and humility is something special in this psalm. I love seeing these changes in Asaph. It gives me hope that I too can grow and mature. Surely the great care God gave to Israel, planting her to become a beautiful vine in a beautiful place, is the very same care God offers to me. If I find my edges ragged or ravaged by the enemies around, I can look to the heart and words of Asaph. He leaned on God for help and support and grew to great heights. If we lean on the Lord, we will reach great heights too. Let's read Psalm 80 again. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that sittest upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy might and come to save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou hast fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in large measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh amongst themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou who brought a vine out of Egypt, and didst drive out the nations and planted it, thou prepared room before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the cedars of God. She sent out her branches unto the sea, and her shoots unto the river. Why hast thou broken down her fences, so that all they which pass by do pluck her? The boar out of the wood does ravage it, and the wild beasts of the field feed on it. Turn again, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the stalk which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch which thou hast made strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So shall we not go back from thee. Quicken thou us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. The ending is so powerful. Asaph is boldly calling on God to do what God is willing to do. But again, he is speaking from humility, because he is not just asking for vengeance, but he is asking for a helper. He is asking for a savior. And he is asking from the position of, God, you made us to be great. Make us to be great again. Save us from this peril. One of the last things that he mentions in verse 17 has a lot of prophetic power. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou made strong for thyself. Jesus himself describes himself as Son of Man. That becomes an Old Testament description, not a title, but almost like a title, a moniker of this great one who would come. And Jesus describes himself as this Son of Man. And think about what it is that Asaph is calling on. Let your hand be upon your right-hand man, we would say. Let your hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself. Today we call on Jesus, and we call upon the saving power of Jesus and the mercy and the grace that comes through Jesus. It's really amazing how these poems that are so old, from so long ago, looked forward into a time of Jesus. And though Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, we are still living in that time. And so with psalms that are even older than Jesus himself, we cry out to God for our Savior and for mercy and for help. What an encouraging journey when reading through the Psalms of Asaph. Well, thanks for listening in. If you have any questions or if there's any way I can help you out, please reach out at readingthepsalms.com. You can check out my sister podcast, Reading the Gospel. I'm reading through the Gospel of Luke, trying to teach and share about the words of Jesus and the message that he brings to so many. If there's any people that you know of that don't know very much about God or the Savior that he sent for us, I hope that you'll share this podcast, Reading the Psalms, or share the podcast, Reading the Gospel, with others. This is not to promote myself or anything like that. This is simply to get the word of God out to more people. The more who hear God's word, the more people will have a chance to respond to him in the right way. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.